regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. It's approximately 7:07 p.m. The Board of Supervisors met in executive session at 6:30 to discuss personnel issues. Having just concluded that meeting, we're now assembled in this room to proceed with our regular business meeting. So I'll call the meeting to order, and I'll ask that everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, Mr. Crispin, would you conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zarda?
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, there are three present and two absent.
As much as both Mrs. Nutt and Ms. Court advised us prior to this evening's meeting that both were on vacations, and so this meeting just happened to coincide, we knew in advance that we would be in attendance. Nevertheless, we have a quorum of the board, so we can move forward with the meeting this evening. Before we get to visitor public comment, state the usual housekeeping announcement. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. That's important because when we get down to public comment, the public comment session of the agenda, there's two of them, one down at the end of the meeting. But each time the rules are the same, we ask anyone wishing to come and place comment on the public record before the board. Come up to the microphone, you state your name, first name, and last name, for the record, and your address. And that allows us to keep accurate meeting minutes so we know who spoke at the meeting and it's memorialized properly. We typically ask that anybody wishing to offer public comment do it in 3 minutes or less. It's not a hard and fast rule. Sometimes we extend it, but typically around the 3 minute mark, if you haven't wrapped up, sort of gently nudge you to sort of finish up your point. But again, it's not a hard and fast rule. I don't want people thinking 3 minutes, we gather you down. It's not the way it works. It's just that it lets us move forward with the rest of the business items on the agenda in an orderly fashion. So with that, I'll invite anybody wishing to come up to the podium. You feel free, if you have comments you wish to enter the record, this is the time to do it. This is the first session. At the end of the meeting, we'll have a second opportunity.
Good evening. My name is Ann Hess. My address is 115 East Glen Road, Hershey, 17033. I'm not I formerly lived on Cogo Avenue in Hershey for 19 years. I moved out of the area for a few years and I've returned to the area. So my real estate settlement date was August 20th, 2021, just a few months ago, or just short of a little. 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago. So in that time, I noticed that Glen Acres is just such a lovely area with healthy and friendly neighbors, and it's really quiet there. So the quietness was something I noticed different than when I left Cogo Avenue, years ago and so forth. But anyway, I like that about the area, the Glen Acres, and it's just beautiful. So as I'm getting trying to get comfortable with my new setting and so forth, and unpacking my things in this move and everything. September 27th, 2021 was the week after a parent contractor of Verizon Electronics came by the name of Angry Beaver in the 610 area code. They showed up in my house, or not at my house, but in my backyard with chainsaws, unannounced, no identification badge, just showed up, three men in my backyard with chainsaws, and they're cutting down branches out off the evergreens in the back, that line the back of my property. Being a new resident, and having the Cambridge Commons behind me, divided by this evergreen property trim or line, which is obviously on my property. Those trees are on my property because the line, you can see there's a stake over here on this side of the property, so you follow it down and so forth. Anyway, I've been working to learn more about my property and property lines recently on another topic. Anyway, I want to make this as short as possible. Angry Beaver showed up my house uninvited, unID'd, like I don't know who they are, some men, and as I mentioned, there was no announcement. I had no idea at the time that I would be incurring 3 or 4 weeks of the same activity consecutively for weeks. And I'm talking, when they showed up on a day, it was 3 hours of like chainsaw, loud noise pollution. It was astronomically disturbing. And I used to have an owl in the back cooing in the trees, and it's gone, of course. The trees now look like toothpicks. It was disturbing enough to me to bring it to the attention of the township tonight, and I would like to, I learned since that day and since this experience that has been adverse for me, I have learned that there's easement rights. Now, in my deed, I've also learned that it should be, or I should look for it in my deed. It's not found in my particular deed, so I'm doing an investigation research project, basically to see if it's in other real estate documents that may have been signed. But, all in all, even if there is easement rights and so forth, which I'm investigating that topic, it was loud, it was noisy, it was unannounced, times four times, and people in my backyard with chainsaws was horrifying. And tearing up my trees and raping my trees, I didn't appreciate that. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Anyone else? Okay. All right, well, we'll move forward then with the next item on the agenda, which is our consent calendar. Those are the items that we can take as a board all at one time or individually, depending on the will of the board. In tonight's meeting, there are a number of items on the consent calendar, so just bear with me here. The first item under the consent calendar is the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from October 26th, 2021. The next item under B, under financial performance securities, there are a number of items. B1, the acceptance of the financial security for the stormwater management site plan for the Holland Bush residents, S-2021-016. B2 is the acceptance of the financial security for the stormwater management plan for 321 East Arriva Avenue, S-2021-019. B3, which is the release of the financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for Brownstone Real Estate, Governor Road Office, S-2020-006. B4, the release of the financial security provided for the Penn State Milton S. Hershey Medical Center, West Laydown Area Stormwater Management Plan, that's S-2021-002. There's B5, which is the release of the remaining balance of financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for 1702 East Chocolate Avenue, S-2019-019. B6 is the release of the remaining balance of financial security provided for the post-construction stormwater management plan for 1108 Waltonville Road, S-2020-023. B7, which is the reduction of performance security provided for the preliminary final subdivision plan for Legacy Landing, it's plat number 10. And then under C, accounts, it's the approval of accounts payable for the amount of $975,893.28 and payroll in the amount of $308,606.82. Those items are all under the consent calendar, A, B, and C. I'll look to my fellow board members. We can approve all of these with one motion, or we can pull separate items out as you wish.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent calendar A1, B1, B2, B3, B4, B4, B5, B6, B7, and C. Charlie.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zanuda for approval of all items on the consent calendar. Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. That'll take us to new business. First item on the new business is A1-3. It's the adoption of resolution number 2021-21 to establish the Board of Supervisors' regular meeting dates as well as the budget hearing date for the year 2022. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In your packet this evening is resolution number 2021-21. For the purpose of establishing the regular meeting dates and the budget hearing for calendar year 2022. This will set our calendar for the upcoming new fiscal year. So unless there are any other questions, it's in a form that is suitable to be approved this evening.
Questions for Mr. Christman on this item? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the calendar as outlined for 2022.
Right. I'll second.
Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff, motion seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion is passed unanimously. The next item is B4-6. It's the permission to hold a New Year's Eve event and fireworks display for the 17th annual New Year's Eve celebration.
Mr. Chairman, as you noted in the title, this is a request to hold the 17th annual New Year's celebration here in Hershey. This has been done every year for the last 16. This will be number 17. If you recall, the last year it was canceled due to COVID. We do in your packet, you'll see a certificate of liability insurance as it relates to the fireworks from Zambelli Manufacturing Company. If there are any other questions, it's in a position to be approved this evening.
Questions for Mr. Christman on this item? If not, any motion?
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion that the Derry Township Community Celebration Committee is granted permission to hold a New Year's Eve celebration on the 31st of December 2021 and stage a fireworks display on 1 January 2022 at approximately 12:01 a.m.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Zanuda. Motion made by Mr. Zanuda for approval. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving this motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is passed unanimously. Thank you. Very quiet today. The next item is C7. It's the request from Hershey New Year's Celebration Committee to hold the New Year's Eve celebration in the square of Hershey on December 31st, 2021. And I think that's the chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The main state roadway affected by this event is 422 or Chocolate Avenue. Obviously, in the area of the square where the event's going to be held, but it'll also extend out to Homestead Road and to Hockersville Road. It will also affect routes 743, Cocoa Avenue and Park Avenue, and then Hershey Park Drive to some alternate routes. So the event itself obviously is around midnight, but with the setup of the stage and some other events that are happening, some of the roadways will be closed down before that. Hours. Park Avenue usually shuts down around that time to set up the stage area, and the other areas around the square will be shut down prior to the event as well to permit people to gather and visit with the vendors that are there as well. The start time for the event itself is 9 p.m. And usually we have things cleaned up roughly around an hour after midnight. 1:30 in the morning, we'll have everything cleaned up and open back up.
Very good. Thank you, Chief. Any questions for the Chief on this item? We can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that the request to hold the New Year's Eve celebration in the square of Hershey on December 31st, 2021, along with the associated road closings, be hereby approved.
Thank you, Mr. Wyckoff. Motion made for approval by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zmuda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item is D8-9. It's the request for authorization to proceed with advertising for bids for the replacement of the underground waterproofing of the police department building. Again, Chief Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When the Township Municipal Complex project was completed in 2007, it was quickly determined that the water tables in the area around the buildings were fairly low in the area of the police department, meaning that they were subgrade fairly low and would affect some lower parts of the buildings. There was some slow leaks that were developed soon after the complex was built, and there was some remediation done several years ago, but it didn't go to the depth needed to actually complete some of the needed repairs. So this would be approval to advertise bidding to complete the necessary repairs to complete those, to close those leaks off. Right now we have some work that was done by Public Works that is kind of remediating things. It's actually something neat to see if you ever get to see it, but it involves having one of the lower doors open 24 hours a day, and we're starting to get into an area of the year where that would be a disadvantage to us as far as heating, as far as things freezing inside. So we need to get this completed so we can see all of those leaks and be able to have the building in repair and in good shape. The copy of the bidding, what is needed for the bidding is attached to the is attached to the agenda.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions for the Chief on this item here? If not, we can entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the administration to advertise four bids for the underground waterproofing project for the police department building.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zmuda for approval and to authorize the administration to advertise the bids for this project. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion to authorize the administration to advertise for bids for the underground waterproofing project for the police department building, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. And we move to the last item under new business, which is E10-11. It's adoption of resolution 2021-23, designating an agent for the Township of Derry for financial assistance from the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I'm seeking adoption of resolution 2021-23 from the board to indicate Mr. Crispin would be the authorized agent on behalf of the township to execute all financial documents with the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency. By way of background, late October, the Federal Emergency Management Agency finally declared Dauphin County a public disaster area relative to Hurricane Ida, which transgressed into Tropical Depression Ida. It took some time, but 2 weeks ago we were awarded that designation to qualify for federal assistance. In preparing the documents, PEMA does require that we do have an authorized agency, and that governing bodies do appoint someone to be the authorizing agents. I just want to make one note for public comment. This particular disaster declaration is just for public infrastructure. There are other counties in Pennsylvania that have qualified for individual assistance, meaning homeowners, business owners, property owners can submit claims to PEMA. Dauphin County was only awarded public assistance for critical infrastructure.
That's a good point to clarify. Yes, thank you. Any questions for Representative Roach on this item? If there are none, we'll entertain entertain a motion.
I will make a motion that resolution 2021-23 authorizing the adoption of a designated agent to execute a public disaster assistance claim for Tropical Storm Ida be hereby adopted.
Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, Lieutenant. That concludes new business. That takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is Supervisory Board of Committee Reports. And so there's three of us this evening. I'll turn to Mr. Zamuda, then to Mr. Wyckoff, then for myself. Mr. Zamuda, any Supervisory Board or Committee Report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The only thing I had was a meeting with the Climate Action Group last week. We discussed a potential township statement as to greenhouse gas mitigation, the steps that might be taken in the future to mitigate those gases by the township. We will be holding further meetings to discuss the document and any implications that it might have for the township itself before formally presenting to the township. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Mr. Wyckoff?
I have no board or committee reports tonight. Thank you.
And I'm just giving a thought, but I don't think I've had a meeting of any of the boards I've sent since our last meeting. So I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm not going to address that here. I have taken care of that part. The next item on the agenda then is departmental reports, and we'll turn to the chief for his report first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no engagement.
Thank you, Chief. We'll move to public works. Mr. Rickle.
Nothing really. We're in full swing leaf collection. We're a little bit ahead of schedule. So if you would see a truck go by your house ahead of schedule, we're just working ahead. So we will come back to that on your regular scheduled day when we are able to keep up with the schedule. So, you know, we're not going to skip your show. So, but other than that, we're ahead right now, but I'm out on that list.
Thanks, Bob. I was going to ask you about that because I noticed you guys are scheduled for Wednesday at my place, but they would come on Tuesdays.
So. Yeah. Just working ahead to, if we have the time to get ahead of it.
Sure. Okay.
On your regular day, then they'll come back and start that Tuesday route. Makes it a little easier to get through.
Not a complaint.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
No report tonight.
Thank you, Allison. Parks and Rec, Zach?
We had a very successful arts and craft show this past Saturday. Had over 150 vendors in attendance and 3,100 attendees come through the door, which was very close to breaking our previous record for the event. So it's great to be able to resume that annual tradition and certainly appreciate everyone that participated and the school district for allowing us to use their facility for the event. Also, a quick community center update for this evening. Contractors are continuing with drywall painting and installing the ceiling grid throughout the building. Hot water heaters have been installed, as well as showers, lockers, and some of our kitchen equipment is currently being installed as well. Rebar is being constructed in the lap and competition pool, which is scheduled to have concrete poured in that structure prior to Thanksgiving. Outdoor pool decks are being poured this week. They'll be moving indoor to the leisure pool to pour those structures next, and they will be conducting leak tests in the outdoor pool and the leisure pool within the next 2 weeks. So in the next couple of days, you might see some water being added to those structures. Like I said, in the next couple of days, they should begin filling that out.
Great. Thank you, Zach. Mm-hmm. Township engineer, Mr. Benetto.
Thank you. No report tonight.
Mr. Ember, community development.
So we received an application from the Pennsylvania State Police, or Department of General Services, for a zoning change up at the State Police Academy. There's two tracts of land. Actually, they're not tracks anymore because the last plan conveyed all the property together. But anyway, there's some property there that's zoned agricultural that they would like to change to Plan Campus North. So that application came in. It's going before the Planning Commission on December 14th. Due to scheduling, I would like to bring that to the Board of Supervisors meeting for the hearing on December 21st. Sorry, but that's kind of how things work out. 5:30 start, maybe.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
All right, we'll see if it's on the schedule. And then it's likely that maybe that'll be scheduled for adoption during the reorganization meeting, if the board would entertain that as well.
I have to say, let's think about that. I really, during the reorg meetings, like to keep it to the reorg, because that's a lot going on that night. But if it has to be that meeting, we can add it.
I don't believe it has to be.
Okay. It's okay. Just there's a lot going on that night. But I'm not closing the door, just saying.
All right. Fair enough.
Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple of items before I turn it over to Bill Raycup from DTMA. He's going to provide us with an update of what the authority has been up to over the last year, more so than Mr. Wyckoff and I. He'll be able to go into a little bit deeper discussion for you tonight. But just some highlights. Mr. Sassaman did reach out to me to let me know that he would not be making it to tonight's meeting. He asked me to let the board know that Hershey Volunteer Fire Company, the department responded to 72 calls for the month of October. Three department members have graduated from their firefighter essentials program at HAC. They welcomed two new members. One is a firefighter and the other is a Hershey Volunteer Fire Department fire police. And last, it's with deep sadness that they regret that they have to cancel their 2021 Thanksgiving dinner held annually at the firehouse. Unfortunately, the supply chain uncertainties led to a lengthy discussion with the membership, making the difficult decision to cancel this year's festivities. From the township standpoint, if you recall, the board authorized us to go out for proposals for selecting a new auditor. That closed this past Monday. Yesterday, we received four proposals that I'll be evaluating and making a recommendation to the board, hopefully at the second meeting here in November. I did hear from PMRS today, so the final pieces of information for our 2020 audit should be complete, so now the auditors should be able to finish our financial audit for the calendar year 2020, hopefully shortly. Lastly, I have nothing else to add, and I just would like, unless there's any questions that you have, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Raycup to kind of bring it to speed with the authority.
Excellent. Welcome, Mr. Raycup.
Good to see everybody. Thanks for having me. It's probably the first time I've been standing in front of you guys as the executive director, so Mr. Chairman, good to see you, Rick. It's been a little bit since.
Yeah,
been a while. So Rick's been on the board. We do have a board member here, Mr. Carter, Wyckoff, and then Chris Christman. Thanks for inviting me tonight. So I want to keep it brief. I don't want to hold everybody here too long, but we have a lot going on at the authority, and this is a good time to really kind of go over some of the things that are happening from an organizational standpoint. There's some things that I'd like to go over, as far as moving into next year, we're looking at the budget, capital project plan. There's some other pending regulatory changes that could impact this community and the community abroad in Pennsylvania for biosolids management. So that's something we're keenly aware of that could certainly disrupt our operations as it currently is. So from the organizational update, as I mentioned, I was appointed to the as executive director January 1st with the former executive director's retirement. We have since moved and the board has made a decision to appoint Kim Bloom as the deputy director, so she's officially number two in charge of the administrative group. We do have a stormwater program manager vacancy, as most of you are aware, and I've worked with Mike Callahan. He's since moved on. He provided excellent 5 years of service for the authority, and especially as they started up the stormwater program and we took the assets over from the township. We do have a strong candidate narrowed down. We're basically at the point to send the offer out. We're just so we'll be releasing that here in the short term. But we're excited about the candidate that we had a really good response. We had about six candidates. Something in this market, as you're all aware, it's really tough to hire. So we had, like I said, six candidates that were all very would have been an excellent values partner or team for the authority. I do want to mention a significant retirement. Operations supervisor, who was with the authority for 33 years, he retired this past month, Mike Snyder. As you're all aware, he was a key role in the operational success of the authority, as keeping the plant in compliance. And his extensive knowledge and leadership was much appreciated over those years. One other organizational item that the board motioned in September was to, because of the start of the pandemic, we waived a lot of our late fees. Consequently, our arrears stacked up almost double from that time from the start of the pandemic to the end of last year. So we reached out to a collection agency to look at recovering those claims and liens that we have filed. And effective January 1st, it's going to go out in this month's billing to notify the customers of this lien collection process. So basically, the accounts that are over 90 days would be turned over to the collection agency. And we'll put specific process of how that the lien filing and how that delinquent account process would be. And we'll put that on our website for our residents, or our customers as well. One thing that we, the authority felt with greatly improving the delinquent process was to the benefit of our ratepayers, of course, for those that that are in arrears over 90 days, was there's a creative incentive that this company had that stood above and beyond the other ones, is they provide a flexible payment plan, and they also work through a hardship program for those that you know, have difficulty paying for various reasons. I do want to move on to just the budget review in 2021 year, where we really started into this year. You know, it was anybody's guess when we were going to all reopen. So we took a very conservative bottom-up approach to our budget. Previous years, it was kind of a cap cost average through previous years. So we really wanted to hone in on our costs that and make sure that we had a conservative budget for 2021. So right now we're on pace to meet those expectations. Everything is in line with our expectations there. And based on some various capital projects that we have planned or in progress currently, we identified, in accordance with our 10-year capital improvement plan, as this board's aware, we went to a new trust indenture. So that, in general, got us from where before we had a subsidy agreement that we had a guarantee through the township to secure bonds. We can now go out in the market, secure our bonds. We have our own bond rating. So that helps where, you know, and it was a good timing to both entities obviously have projects going on. So if the DTMA had a borrowing, that would ultimately impact potentially the borrowing capacity of the township. So getting from the new trust and debt structure that allows and frees up the township more so on their borrowing capacity. So with that, we're looking at additional borrowing for next year, and it'll be the same under that new trust indenture. And that's really to cover construction funds that are projects that are currently identified and approved at the board as capital projects. And then for next year, the outlook in the budget, we have a planned 2% user rate, sewer rate increase. There's no rate increase for the stormwater side. And that's a modest increase based on where we're seeing some of the inflation on the operational cost. Just an example, we had about 20% increase in chemicals for treatment. And if we didn't lock into those rates, there wasn't any obligation by that chemical manufacturer to sell us if we didn't lock in those at that time. So the other thing to note is I wanted to bring up the projects that we have. We have a lot of projects. I won't even labor. I'm sure Carter and Chris is giving a lot of updates on projects we're doing. The energy enhancement project, I'll go over a couple key ones. And the energy enhancement project was really designed to harvest the free energy that we derive from our biogas anaerobic digestion process. And with taking in food waste, we've been able to double our biogas production, where we can fuel a total of 2 megawatt Cummins cogeneration units And by doing that, we can offset all of our electric costs and be energy neutrality and possibly export back to the grid. So we're excited for that. That project's slated, well, it was slated in by springtime with the equipment delivery and material shortage issues that everybody's facing in the market. It's looking towards the end of 2022, we'll have that project fully operational. The Southwest plant upgrade, I think the last time I was in front was on a Zoom meeting where I was talking about the Special Study Act 537 plan to support Londonderry Township's growth on 230. And with the sewers that are being extended out there paid by the developers of the warehouses, that project's gonna be complete in June, July of next year. So then at that time, we're actually been really aligning our schedule with the developers and ensuring that the capacity of the Southwest plant will be able to serve that in the future expansions of 230 with the existing residential dwellings and commercial entities. So the Southwest plant upgrade is to accommodate a good portion of that is Londonderry, but there is gonna be a portion of that that will serve the growth that's identified in the comp plan that the township has along Middletown Road, and also where we've identified growth in Lower Slater, our other partnering municipality that we serve. The other project, the egg-shaped digester, the big blue tank that I'm sure everybody's seen from Rich Park Drive, it's looked kind of hideous for the last couple of years. We've had some maintenance, the insulation has failed. The coating has failed mostly. We have a project to put an exterior aluminum cladding on it, so it's going to be very visible from Hershey Park Drive, something in which we coordinated with Hershey Company, so that there wasn't any thoughts that you know, tourists stopped by and so it looks like a Hershey kiss. And that's
exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. The other projects, the stormwater projects that we have, Bullfrog Valley Stream Restoration, that's a wonderful partnership. We have Almostown Borough, and for them to meet their pollution reduction plan, as well as us in implementing that project, so there's sediment credits that would be generated by that. Unfortunately, I'm an engineer. I was told not to go too far, but it's hard not to. Thanks for that comment. With the Bullfrog Valley Stream Restoration, that project's slated for early spring to get under construction. The Ridge Road Stormwater Improvements, as most of you have known, there's been some stormwater drainage collection conveyance issues there on that road from Ridge and Chocolate. That project will, in working with HRG and their stormwater team to improve that conveyance issue. So that project, we're looking at construction also in early spring for that project. Brookside Park and Stony Run stormwater basins. That project's already been bid. We have a contract awarded for that, and that project will soon get underway. Now, the last thing I want to leave you with is these regulatory changes. I was appointed to work on a work group to meet with DEP on these changes. I won't get into technical details on them. Most of it are still over my head even. But the point is PADEP is attending to renew the general permits. And with some changes, some of them very significant, to the beneficial reuse of biosolids and land application on farms. That's something that DTMA does right now from a Class B biosolids program that we have. This impact would impact how much and the application rates of how we apply biosolids to the farm. Could potentially limit the farms we use. We might have to look at farms that might be 100 miles away, which would really increase cost. So again, we're working on an advisory group. We're trying to work through these issues that are really gonna be a financial distress to a lot of plants that are into the bio years where we're in the, a lot of plants were working with incineration and biosolids came out with a approved and professional way to manage the biosolids or solids from a wastewater plant. With these changes, it could almost limit biosolids to potentially looking at just Class A biosolids, which in short, that's where the authority's looking at our long-term vision, our plan is to get back to Class A biosolids, which is what we were doing before we were flooded in July 2018. So with that, I'll open up for any questions or open discussions, anything the board wants to go over.
Actually, I got two questions if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead. I have some too. Go ahead.
I'm glad you brought that up at the end, the biosolids. Just when I was on the board, that was one of the things that kind of fascinated me.
Yeah.
You were having trouble with the ovens or the dehydrator at the time, and you wanted to get to a Class A biosolids to be able to, I think, sell them or distribute them to the public?
Yeah, so we had a thermal dryer, and that was constructed in 2007. The performance of that dryer never really met the expectation what it was intended to do, and intended to meet all the sludge production at the plant, all the solids that are separated from the liquid process, processed through the dryer after the digestion. And then a series of maintenance issues, two floods, all the ancillary equipment in the basement of those buildings just wiped out, especially the July 2018. We had an inspection of it. The inspection from the manufacturer said, hey, you have a whole overhaul that needs to take place before you put this back in operation. So at that time, that's where we took a step back. We're currently in this business plan for this business case analysis to say, okay, if we go back to drying, will that get us to where we need to from a cost break analysis of, hey, we need to run all our sluts through this. The technology has to be reliable. It has to be proven equipment. If we're gonna spend the resources to that, we need to see that benefit. So right now, we haven't run that dryer. Obviously, it's been shut down since July 2018, but the consultants that we have right now evaluating this are putting together basically a strategic roadmap of how we possibly get back to drying based on certain risk factors, such as the regulatory changes.
All right. I'd love to see the Class A solids go back. That'd be great.
Yeah, I think there probably some residents might recall when it was first put in operation, we actually had a public outreach where we would bag the solids, and then residents picked it up and actually spread it on their lawns. And that's where we want to get back to, honestly. We want to have a product that's beneficially reused that we can actually have where we can sell to golf courses or blend with fertilizer or sell to fertilizer blenders or soil amendment with landscapers.
And this is in your long-range business plan?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Now my second question is to the board. Why did it take so long to get these guys here? This is the first time that DTMA has been up here.
Are you saying our board updates are insufficient?
That's what he said.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. It's just nice to hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Absolutely.
I'd love to see these guys here each quarter.
I know, just as a point of order, Joe and I have talked a lot about it, that we would like to try to do it quarterly, starting next year. I think it's important for this board to hear what the authority is doing. There are so many projects, and Carter and I are not engineers, it's better for Bill to come before us and kind of give us a little bit of technical background, especially as it relates to the township.
Right, and you can have to go to extreme depth. You could hit the high points.
You can tell me if I went too low to the eye, I'll make sure.
Oh, we'll tell you.
Yeah.
No, it's just good to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Carter does a great job of speaking up, but it's nice to hear from horses now, so to speak. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And keep up the work.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Are you here? I have 1,000 questions, but I'll spare everyone tonight. No, thank you, Bill. I appreciate the update. As Chris said, we try our best to convey it, but it's also best to hear from the director of the shop. That, sure. As someone who spends $500 or $600 a year on Milorganite, I look forward to our own local brewed nitrogen fertilizer. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that.
It's all good. Maybe your neighbors find out what you're putting under your ass. I do want to say, Bill, because I think at some point we've all sat on that board. And so for folks in the audience, it's the sewer authority. The authority, the Township Municipal Authority operates on the sewer apparatus of the township. The board members are appointed by this board, and we have always had members of this board serve as board members. So while they're an independent authority, they're not completely independent of our oversight, and we've always worked very well in terms of presenting choose. independent authority, but you guys were ahead of the curve with the biosolids in 2007, and that's something we always prided ourselves on in the municipal authorities, that we were ahead of the curve. Disappointed that the thermal dryer didn't work the way we had hoped, right? Sure. But that was also kind of newer technology, but you guys did a very good job of managing that system. And I am curious about, and this is not a trap question, do you know what the permitted capacity for the Southwest plant is?
It's 0.6 MGD.
Okay, where are we in terms of current?
We're 0.389.
So we still have a decent amount of capacity
left.
Yeah. It's grown a lot. I mean, since the last time I sat on the DIMA board, I mean, that was servicing a very small population. So it's obviously doing a lot more now. But, all right, that's good. Thank you very much for your report. I agree with Rick. It'd be nice. And I know Chris has talked about it. We'll get you on the schedule.
Yeah. I'd be glad
to join all of these happy people sitting at the tables here at Bill, you know, in the audience. And maybe you come quarterly, but it is nice to have the update from you. Because I found the same when I sat on the board. Oftentimes it was very difficult to update this board and the people that show up at these meetings on the projects and in this But you did a great job tonight. You kept it right at our level. So thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Thanks for allowing me to be here and speak. No, of course, next week. Thank you.
All right, that concludes departmental reports. So this will take us to the next session of our visitor public comment. And again, I'll ask anyone wishing to place comment on the record, this is your time to do so. Just state your full name, first name, last name, and your address. And, you know, try to keep it to around 3 minutes. And other than that, the floor is for the public. So, anyone wishing to come forward and speak, don't all rush up at the microphone at once. Somebody could get hurt. But Mr. Gamble's here, and he'll police the line. So, anyone wishing to come forward? Okay. Well, it's not. Thank you all for coming tonight. It is nice when our residents attend meetings, because it's nice to feel like we're at least having a conversation with folks who are interested. That takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is an adjournment. So I will look to my board members. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Mr. Smuda to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. All those hearing none, this motion is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.